Do we count down the countdown?
Yeah.
On three.
One.
Okay, no. This is bad. Okay. When I say one, we start counting from three, okay?
Okay.
I'm gonna count down for you guys to start with me, so we can all count down at the same time.
I'm gonna start this countdown, and then we're gonna do this countdown. All right.
Yeah. Basically. All right. Three, two, one.
Three, two, one.
Oh, we were off. Oh, this.
What
is
the fuck do you?
Here's the thing. I think if they all start at the right, because there's going to be like Discord lag or something. So yeah. I think if all the recording files start at the same time, hey guys, welcome back to Pizza Slices.
Yeah, I think all the files do start at the same time. So, hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Pizza Slices Podcast. We are recording on Discord because Ryan decided to move. We're all homeless.
Speak for yourselves. I got a bed now, and I can't be stopped.
I have a bed.
Oh, you got a bed. Oh, he's dangerous now.
How's the air mattress? That's cool.
How's moving out?
Nice. I really like my room. I like the space I have. Just big box in the middle of the room. I need to get rid of it.
Give us an audio tour.
Yeah.
Okay, well, first, I'm sure they have meters on. There's a table that Ian let me take.
Hell yeah. Well, you pay for half of it.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Our joint custody table.
Yeah.
There's my two monitors, my mic, keyboard, mouse, the whole setup. Next to me, I got another table that I got from Walmart, one of those fold tables, right? Got my PlayStation down, the TV, and my boy Koopa, my tortoise. He's chilling on the side, too. They got a bunch of junk under my table. Got the big Joey beanbag right next to the other table, next to the closet.
Did you ever wash that? Did you clean the beanbag chair? The one that we picked up from Goodwill.
You cleaning that?
Yeah. how'd I do that?
What did you just do?
I got the beanbag on my trunk and I put it down.
So it's not clean.
No, I did not clean it. Honestly, I did not know that. But that does make sense now that you said it. It makes complete sense.
Like,
I
would clean it. Yeah, like why wouldn't you clean it?
I don't fucking know. Like
if you had gotten it new,
I don't fucking know.
If you had gotten it new, I would have been like, yeah, whatever. But man,
I mean, son, just. This is a beanbag chair in the frat house.
Yeah, he lives in a frat house. He's living with 30 other people. It's 200. This
200 men of just raw sweat and oil and grease dripping from
sweat.
Oil and grease.
You leave him alone.
Can't forget alcohol. The BAC is higher than our GPAs over here, dog.
Oh my god.
Our friends are beer.
Speaking of GPAs, when do you start school again?
I start the 23rd, so in 10 days.
So you're just doing nothing for 10 days?
Starting. Speaking of...
I should wait. Yeah. It's
Friday the 13th.
It is.
Are you kidding me?
It is. Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to get...
murdered?
Scared? Remember that one episode where it was Friday, and I kept on saying it's Friday the 13th, but it wasn't?
Well, now it's Friday the 13th, and hopefully we can get this uploaded on Friday the 13th. Same day.
Well, if we just stay in the chat afterwards and you send me the files, I'll do it. But if we leave, I won't do it.
No, I'll probably stay. I got nothing better to do.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so Ryan moved, and I haven't seen Ian since Ryan left because...
Bam, bam.
I mean,
I was the glue to connect us together. You can stay if I hide. It's fine.
I don't do anything with anybody. I go to work, and then over the weekend I sleep for 48 hours.
And then like playing after playing like 5-player Magic, 2-player Magic seems lame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like I feel like I, you know, but we can still get Ethan, Justin, Steven, and you and myself and play Magic.
Get a cockatrice on your piece on your computers.
Get what?
Cockatrice is a little software where you know. I'm sorry, water down the wrong pipe. It's a software you can use where we can play Commander Magic on it. You can find decks online from this one other site. I think it's like MTG Go Fish or some shit that like that.
Sounds like a lot of work.
It's very easy.
Probably. If you don't drive anywhere, and also you could cheat, you could hack the game.
Yeah, but it's like really good. Like, there's decks like imagine like a commander deck like over a thousand easily, a bunch of them.
And you But does it have my deck?
If you can put your deck down, yeah, you can literally make it. Really? It's like all it has all the cards, information. Cool. So you just type the card name and you just push a button and like all the info of the card comes on.
I've been using it for years, man.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, that's pretty dope.
Yeah.
So you can play Magic wherever now. You can play
Magic on your Steam Deck.
Yeah.
Oh, did you guys hear about, like, I watched a Linus Tech Tip video that was, like, 30 minutes of them, like, literally testing everything about the Steam Deck.
I saw that, yeah.
I have not seen it, actually.
He had a little hands-on.
So, only the most expensive one has the anti-glare.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And, what was it that I saw the other... Oh, apparently, so, like, he talked about how, like, garbage it was to watch content on because it was not an OLED screen.
Yeah, 720p.
It's not only that, it's not an OLED. Like, so stuff just looks weird on it.
I mean, going to look a little bit... I think for me, because I don't really care about... If the screen's going to be so small that I'm like, I won't notice.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's fine. To me, that's fine for, like... games because you're moving so much, but like for stuff to watch, I feel like I need a higher quality screen.
I think this is the same thing that happened when they fucking raised the internet speeds and people are like, oh my god, I have 50 megs, I can't do anything, and it's like in 2014 I had 5 megs and I could
I know and that's I was just about to say, like, I sound like such a pretentious person being like, oh, I need 1080 OLED to watch stuff. Yeah. But when my phone, when I can watch Netflix on my phone in an OLED screen that does 2K to 4K, I'm going to prefer that over watching it on the Steam Deck for like over an extra inch of screen space, you know?
Yeah, I don't think many people are going to use it as a media.
Yeah.
Stupid. That's why I commented, is because you talked about how you would use it as a media, and I was talking about how you're a stupid person if you do.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
It's true.
It's not true. It's just. Nah.
I just need to not have like TikTok on it, you know, like get that
out of there. It looks good though, like because he plugged it into the screen and it loaded full 1080p on the monitor.
Yeah, it can run some beep bop boop, you know.
So it looks really good, and honestly, like, that might be the move for me because I've always avoided building a PC because I edit on Mac, right? I edit on Final Cut, and that's not available on PC. And I wanted to play games, but I could never justify paying $1,000+ for a PC when I'm just doing it to play video games when I could just play it on my PlayStation.
Steam Deck would be good. I think it's like an alternative to like just a gaming laptop, except without all the strings attached.
It'd be nice to have like my Mac Pro for editing and schoolwork and work in general, and then the Steam Deck, and then I can always just plug it into a monitor.
Exactly.
I think it'd be dope.
Bing, bam, boom, keyboard, mouse.
It's USB-C, right?
Yeah. USB-C dock you can do.
I think that'd be dope.
And I think it's Q2 2022 now, is what they said.
They delayed Venom again.
I've heard of that.
So apparently, it was supposed to be delayed a week, and now it's delayed 3 weeks into October, I believe.
Hell yeah.
I hear, so basically because COVID is picking up again, they're delaying all these movies. So like they might delay, like Marvel said, it depends on what's going on. They might delay like the Ten Rings.
Yeah.
And which if they delay that means Spider-Man's gonna get delayed.
Yeah.
And that's why apparently like there hasn't been a Spider-Man trailer yet. It's because they don't know due when to COVID if they're gonna release it. And you can always delay a trailer, but you can't delay merchandise. That's why we already saw the toys from that movie.
Yeah, like the Lego sets.
Yeah. Well, they're the pop figurines and the action figures all leaked.
Hell yeah. I remember the only thing I want to see in October is Dune.
Dune looks so good, man.
I've been excited about that for so long. Can't wait to see that.
My dumb ass will be like, can't watch it until you read the book.
See, that's what I thought.
I'll never read the book.
Yeah, I started the book and then I said, "What? I don't want to read this." So then I didn't.
Fair enough. I like the way the book cover looks. It's like the orange and blue. It looks really nice. Are you going to watch it in theaters or on HBO Max?
I'm going to watch it in that fucking IMAX.
Hell yeah.
I'm not fucking around.
I kind of want to go see The Suicide Squad, but at the same time, I kind of just want to see it at home.
I already saw it. I already saw it on Friday.
Was it good?
Do you guys want me to say?
I mean, I just say it's
just whether you like it or not.
I thought, okay, the more I think about it, I think it was all right, but
okay,
100% better than the 2016, but I was kind of
that's not that high of a bar.
Yeah,
that is true, but people are giving it a lot too much credit because it was better than the 2016 and they're just comparing it to that.
I see.
And it's
Well,
any movie could be great after that, and it's like, yes, you're right. But also, this really wasn't the incredible and not what I expected in a bad way.
That's kind of what I expected too. Is that people were gonna over exaggerate how good it was because of the comparison?
Yeah, I do think it's all right. But it just when you watch it, we can talk about it some more because definitely it's something I don't want to spoil.
Another question is, do you think it's worth me paying to go see it in the theater, or should I just watch it on HBO?
I would just watch it on HBO.
Okay.
Not just because I don't think it's a bad theater movie. I think it actually would be a great theater movie. It's just, I don't think it's a movie that needs the theaters.
Fair enough.
Kind of like why I watched Tenet in IMAX, because no way I wasn't watching that in IMAX, and why I'm going to watch Dune in IMAX.
Yeah, Dune visually looks so beautiful that I can't
when
even.
Is Dune coming out? I forgot.
October 22nd.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
I'll tell you what movie that already came out, and I meant to go see it, but I just haven't had the chance yet.
What?
Green Knight.
Oh, I saw
that.
Haven't gotten the chance to go watch it.
It's really good.
I heard it's really good. Everyone keeps telling me it's really good. I haven't seen the trailers or anything. Like, other than being forced to watch the trailer in theater, the first one.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any other trailer. And I am super excited for the movie. And I can't wait. I just can't.
It's super good. Super
good. I'm going to go see it this weekend now that I'm super determined on it.
Yeah, I saw it on Friday, the day it came out.
I'll be working on editing stuff for the next week or so because I saw this. I don't know if you guys know a YouTuber called Sam Newton.
But he's the guy who's in Casey's office.
No, that's Sam Sheffer. But good, also a good YouTuber.
Yeah.
No, this is the guy who made fun of Peter McKinnon, and then Peter McKinnon reacted to his video and he enjoyed it. Anyway, he's doing this competition where it's an editing competition, so he gives you all the footage, all the like the voiceover and the music, and you just kind of put it together in your own style with a watch company, and he has multiple different prizes, but top prize gets $5,000 and the ability to go work with him on his latest project.
Sick.
So I'm gonna be investing time in that.
Go ahead.
Because even if I don't win anything, the footage is like really cool.
It'd be good practice.
And it's good practice, mm-hmm. and it's gonna go up on my Instagram either way for my submission, so it's gonna look good on my feed.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm excited to do that. And then would you guys this is something I wanted to bring up. What do you guys think about what's going on between Scarlett Johansson and Disney right now?
Oh, I was actually gonna say something about it earlier, is how like when you said things are being pushed back, and it's, well, yeah. a lot of people's contracts are based off of box office sales.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then when Disney goes ahead and has it $30 for premier access, and she doesn't get anything of that because it's contract based.
Yep.
Ah, you know.
Yeah. It's not fucky wucky.
I think Disney's defense isn't really good because they're getting paid through the premier access. Like, their whole thing where it's like, it's COVID, it's not really our fault.
Then it's like, then compensate. Because obviously that premier access is a compensation of box office sales.
Exactly, because mm-hmm. we paid for it. I mean, yeah. Ryan and I and Ethan and Steven, we all watched it together. We paid the $30 and we watched it, you know.
Yeah, was it good?
And it was, to me, I think it was... If you watch it as like its own thing, it's like an okay movie, but it being part of the MCU, it's a better movie because of it.
Okay.
I don't know how to explain it.
No, I understand that, yeah. So I probably wouldn't like it.
Have you heard the whole theories? Actually, yes, you haven't seen it, so I guess you shouldn't.
I've been keeping up on all the theories and stuff from it. I really was happy to watch Loki. The first episode of What If came out this Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed that thoroughly.
I haven't watched it yet. I've been waiting, I guess.
It's really good. You should watch it when you get the chance. It's
the Captain Carter one, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's just like, well, what if Captain America had two legs or four legs?
Yeah, but it's all canon. But it's, the thing is, it's all canon in the MCU.
Oh, that's sick.
It is.
Because of TVA shit?
Because of the multiverse, yeah.
Man, now they can just do whatever and be like, well, it was all a dream.
Well, that's, no, it's one of the things where, like, they can go back to all the movies they've made in the past. So, like, Ben Affleck's Daredevil, for example, or the Fantastic Four with Jessica Alba and other Chris Evans.
Yeah.
And they could just be like, this is an alternative universe. Like, part of the multiverse. And they can bring back, like, all these characters. Because I know for a fact they're going to probably do it with the Netflix-verse.
Really?
Which was Daredevil... Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, and the Punisher. Because apparently Charlie Cox is already confirmed. Charlie Cox's Daredevil. He's already confirmed in Spider-Man.
Oh, really?
Potentially being Spider-Man's lawyer. Because if you've seen Far From Home, but at the end, have you seen it? I don't want to spoil anything mm-hmm. if you haven't seen it.
It's okay.
All right. So at the end, it's publicly announced that Peter Parker is Spider-Man. And
oh, hell yeah.
He's framed as like someone who committed a crime against the fake Mysterio. So the theory is that Charlie Cox, who plays Daredevil, is going to be Peter's lawyer.
Badass. Poor guy. How's he gonna find the parking?
he's blind. He doesn't drive.
You better not.
And actually, the guy who plays Kingpin, Ryan, the actor from Daredevil who plays Kingpin, is confirmed in the Hawkeye show.
Sick.
I feel like link. What?
So wait, is it a Hawkeye show going to be like Hawkeye or Ronin? Or is there like no information? Or
it's
like...
So it's technically, so it's kind of interesting because it's at a time where Hawkeye is like like,
oh, maybe it's his daughter, actually, now I think about it.
No, so it's not his daughter, but it's he's training a different girl who's played by Haley Steinfeld.
Haley Steinfeld?
Yeah. So she's going to be...
Who the hell is that?
She was in...
Field?
She sings.
Oh, yeah. She was in... I know what she was in. That's sick.
She was in that one high school movie.
Yeah, that movie sucked.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't her fault, though. She was great.
No, she was great in it. It's just the movie was badly written.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Edge
of 17.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, and she was in Bumblebee, which also wasn't that great. Anyway.
Dude, Megan Fox.
She's the underage new Megan Fox. I don't know if she's underage, actually. No, probably she's not. She's 24. Definitely not.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she's going to be in Hawkeye. He's going to be training her, but it's at a time where you got to think about, like, he lost everything, his family, right?
Yep.
Then he murdered people.
Hell yeah.
Then he got his family back, but lost his best friend by his own hands. So, like, right now, Hawkeye is at a place where he's just hella confused emotionally. And he's probably hurt on the inside from murdering a bunch of people. And then also, he's probably going to blame himself for killing Nat, which isn't really his fault. But he's probably going to blame himself. And then it's going to be, I think it's going to be a fairly emotional show where they're going to be like, oh, she's going to make him redeem himself because he's going to teach her and be a father figure to the daughter who disappeared for 5 years, but then came back. I don't know how they're going to play the chemistry with his own kids there, but I think it should be good, especially with Kingpin confirmed in it.
You're going to be as big as he was in the Spider-Verse?
No, he's not, but the actor who plays him in Daredevil did such a wonderful job. Like, he honestly, like, I remember when I watched Daredevil, like, his acting was on point, and he plays this dark, like, because Kingpin has always been a dark character, you know?
Yeah.
So he played him so well. There was a scene I remember where Kingpin, like, one of his henchmen, like, did bad, so he shot him in the leg or something to drop him to the floor, then he mushed his head with the car door. Like, he kept smacking him with the car door until he died, until his head was literally, like, mashed potatoes.
Badass.
It really was, and I think Kingpin is a great character, and I don't know if it fits with Hawkeye personally, because I don't know a lot in the comics if they meet or at all, but because Kingpin is usually a Daredevil Spider-Man villain. But in this multiverse of things where people just cross each other, you never know, because like Doctor Strange is in the next Spider-Man movie, so
yeah, I feel like he's Doctor Strange is kind of from an outside Marvel perspective, because I don't, you know, I don't really watch him. I feel like he's becoming like the one that kind of like is. He's becoming like one of the Thor, Captain America's Iron.
The big three.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. I honestly can't even tell you what the next big three is. I don't think there's going to be a next big three at this point.
Yeah,
I think there's just going to be big characters. Like, because I would say Wanda is a big character. I would say Falcon, who became Captain America now, is a big character.
You think Hawkeye is going to become more of a...
I mean, he's going to have his own show. I don't think he's going to be a huge character. I think he'll always kind of be like a sideline thing. Because of, I don't want to say, because he's in my opinion, he's really cool, but like everyone is like, oh, he's lame.
Yeah.
And I don't like them being calling him lame. Okay.
I think, well, I mean, it's just the first Avengers film he happened to be in it, and like look at every single one of them and then look at him. Like, no offense.
I mean, to me, he's cooler than Nat. Like, she just shoots people. At least he can, like, bow and arrow is much more impressive.
Yeah, but Nat's a girl, and girls are cooler than guys.
That's true. That's bad. Yeah. True. As a girl, I agree.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited for what's coming in the MCU. I think it's I think if any company is it, like, because like I feel like if other, some other company was doing this, I'd be like, ah, they're in over their heads, right? But I think Marvel so meticulously plans things years ahead.
Yeah,
like Doctor Strange, what didn't get confirmed even that it's gonna actually happen until like I don't remember when exactly, but like it was I think 20, I don't know the years, but basically when Winter Soldier came out, they had hints to Doctor Strange. And then, like, 4 years later, the Doctor Strange movie came out. And it, when they made those hints, it was at a time where they didn't even have the idea to make Doctor Strange movie. Benedict Cumberbatch was never involved. Like, it was so much smaller.
Yeah. This was, like, before MCU was, like, MCU. It was, yeah, look at these Avengers.
Like, I feel like once Avengers hit and became such a success, that's when they sat down in a room for like a month straight, and I feel like they planned the entire Infinity Saga then.
Yeah.
Like, that's just what it seems like to me, and I think if a company can do it, it's Marvel with Disney money.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. Well, that's if it's the only thing I want Disney giving them, this money.
How's Gossip Girl?
Just finished. The like part one, you know how they do their shit. So.
Yeah.
It'll come out November. It's fun. Fun little show. I just like watching it and being like,
I wanna, sometimes it's
not good. You know?
I kind of want to ask you like how it is compared to the other one, but I know you haven't seen the other one, right?
Nope, I haven't seen the other one. I probably won't.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, I think I watched like two seasons of the first one and then I stopped.
Yeah.
Just because I just didn't get around to finishing it, not because it was bad. It's a little too melodramatic for my liking.
Yeah, I think the over melodramaticness is what brings me.
Fair enough. I have to be in a certain mood for that. Like for me personally.
It makes me feel different watching it. I like act a different way. I'm like, ooh, it's nice. It's fun.
You're like, ha. Push, I like
there's some characters I like more than others, and some like things are just like happening and are just like funny to me, even though they might not be funny in the actual show.
Fair enough.
And in like not a bad way either, just like what the fuck, you know?
yeah, I feel.
Yeah. Other than that, it's fun. I'm a little upset. I didn't know it was a season finale until literally I was about to start the episode. So that sucks, but. It'll come back in November and get probably six more episodes there and then forget about it again. But
I've been watching the iCarly revival.
I haven't been watching that. How is it?
Oh, I'm going to start watching that soon. Because I got Paramount Plus.
It's something I've kind of been wanting to talk about, and I've kind of been wanting to make a video about it realistically for my YouTube video, my YouTube channel, but a lot of revivals, like you look at like Girl Meets World, Raven's House or whatever, Raven's Back. A lot of those shows failed at defining their target audience, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those things where are they targeting new watchers or are they targeting nostalgic watchers? Like,
yeah,
I don't know. What iCarly is doing, and I think it's absolutely fantastic, is target the viewers who watched iCarly and are now grown-ups. Yeah. If you watch it, like, it's obviously a sitcom, and it's going to have those sitcom tropes, let's say, but yeah. Watching it as you watch it and you're like, yeah, this is what I've wanted. Like, this is them adulting. Like, this is iCarly growing up, not trying to cater to kids, not trying to be the iCarly used to be. This is a new thing, a continuation. Years later, this is adult iCarly. And to me, is I love it. I've been enjoying it. Not every episode is great, but as the season has been progressing, it has been getting better. There's only two more episodes left in this season, and then the season's over. Like I think it's been 18 episodes. I think it's a 20 episode season. But yeah, like it's been. I don't want to like oversell it because your expectations might be different.
But as a revival, they finally did it right.
As a in my opinion, this is the revival that's been done right. Yes. Yeah.
And that's incredible. Yeah.
Yeah, and it makes me so happy because it gives me hope for other revivals. Right. Like, and I think there also another thing that I've noticed is that yes, they're still following the, you know, like the formulaic TV 20-minute arcs because they have to. But I also see them slowly changing that. Like, you can tell that potentially next season, it's going to be catered more towards streaming services as opposed to television.
Yeah.
Because it's on a streaming service. It's not being aired on TV. So they don't have to be very strict with the time frames, you know what I'm saying? Time blocks. Like, it can be a 30-minute episode. It can be a 15-minute episode. It can be an hour if the story needs it to be. They don't have to restrict themselves to 20 minutes.
I think that was a safe choice, though. But I definitely would be excited. I don't, like, if you're telling me right now, you got to watch it, I'd probably say, okay. But realistically, I probably wouldn't. But if they did something next season and, like, fully changed the format up, because now they're like, okay, people trust us, people like it, now let's do something artistic.
Yeah,
maybe I would watch it. I don't know.
And honestly, I also see it like when they, you know how like sometimes like these revival shows, they try to reference current like events, and it makes it seem cringy.
Yeah,
like there are some political jokes in like Fuller House that just seem very cringy and like targeted.
And they just don't fit. They're just saying it.
Exactly. So they're just like saying it to like say it. In iCarly, the revival, it just works. It just flows. Like when they make a reference, it's not because they want us to be like, ha, that's a reference. It's because they're genuinely making a reference to something that they use.
Yeah. Like it makes sense.
Yeah. You know? Like there's a TikTok joke in there, right? I feel like any other show that would have made a TikTok joke would have been super cringe.
Yeah, and it's because she makes online content. She used to do online web shit.
Exactly. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And even the like her web stuff, like the whole web show thing is kind of outdated right now.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah. She
out. You can also like you can tell that she's also changing that in what she creates. And the show itself is no longer as focused as the show was in the iCarly show.
Yeah.
Like, when you're watching iCarly, the original, at least 4 minutes of each episode is them actually doing iCarly.
Yeah.
Here, it's more focused on their lives as opposed to the show.
I can commend that. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I've been enjoying it. I'm kind of sad that there's only two episodes left. I've been casually watching it, but like I didn't realize like how much I liked it until they were like, "Hey, there's only two more episodes." And I was like, "God. Now I'm crying." You truly don't appreciate something until it's gone.
Mm-hmm. That's me with Gossip Girl right now. I'm a little depressed, but I'll get through it.
Yeah, it'll come back in November. Mine won't come back till next year.
Yeah. I only had 6 episodes.
Well, but 6 hour long episodes?
Yeah, they were 6 hour long episodes. I guess that kind
of doesn't equal it out. That's different. I'm at like 6 20-minute episodes. Or 18 20-minute episodes.
I think that actually just fits exactly.
it does fit exactly.
Yeah. We got the same amount of content.
Well, but I got 2 more episodes.
Well, you would still have exactly 6 hours, though.
Oh, that is true.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah.
Wait, no, it's not.
20 times 18.
20 times 20.
Oh, there's 20 episodes. Ah, yeah. There's only 18.
Yeah.
No, no. Oh, well, 18 have you, passed. And there's two more. But yeah, so now Wednesdays are What If and Thursdays are iCarly.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And I think they did a good job with the releasing too, because the first three episodes they released them all together at the same time.
Yeah.
So, and I honestly think, I mean, for a weekend binge, like for a week, like a day, 2 day binge, like it's fun. I'd watch it again.
Yeah.
I think I'll probably will watch it again.
It wouldn't be hard to marathon.
Yeah.
And I, to be fair, I did prepare by watching all of iCarly first.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so much.
I watched it casually. Like, it wasn't like, oh, I'm going to sit here and genuinely pay attention to it. It was more like, I'm playing video games. Okay, I'll have iCarly playing.
It's just on.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it made it, and I mean, there are real, like, some real funny scenes in it. So it's not like I hate it.
I remember, you know? Yeah. I remember liking iCarly a good amount. Yeah. Like back when it was a thing.
Yeah. I was hoping for a Drake and Josh episode revive, but that's not gonna happen.
I think that's one of the shows that like it shouldn't have a revival, even if the circumstances around its actors were not a thing. It's like
it's
done its thing.
Big Time Rush is coming back. They're doing tour.
No, they're doing music. I think just music, right?
Oh, that kind of is annoying, but okay.
I think they're doing a tour. They're all like grown-ups now.
Yeah.
I don't know. Big Time Rush was just Nickelodeon's answer to Jonas Brothers. No one can tell me that I'm wrong, and no one can tell me that they're better than them.
No, you're not wrong. And
In
terms of a show, Big Time Rush, in my opinion, was better than any Jonas show. But in terms of music, I still didn't like it,
but yes.
In terms of music, Jonas Brothers, all the way.
Yeah, easily.
Yep.
Their comeback album is actually really good. Happiness Begins. Yeah. Like, I genuinely enjoy that album.
I haven't listened to it. I probably won't.
Fair enough. Just grab my opinion and throw it in the trash.
Well, I'm telling the truth.
Yeah, I guess so.
Can't listen to everything.
But I can't handle the truth.
Yeah, I know.
Here's a movie I'll never watch. M. Night Shyamalan's Old.
Really?
Yeah, I was just...
I don't find any interest in watching it.
I think I might, but...
To be honest, I don't find any interest in watching any M. Night Shyamalan movie anymore.
Understandable. It's,
like, there's this one hypothetical movie, right, that he may have hypothetically made that was hypothetically about a show that I really enjoyed as a kid, and he hypothetically made it absolute garbage.
Well, so what is
hypothetically,
that? I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
we're talking about a movie that I pretend doesn't exist.
Well, it doesn't exist.
Huh?
What was it? Oh,
if it did exist, what would the name be?
If it did exist, it'd be the live action Avatar movie. But since it doesn't,
it doesn't.
Okay.
Speaking of, did you guys see the casting for the Netflix show?
No.
Nope.
They released who they casted for, like Aang, Katara, Zuko, and Sokka.
Hell yeah.
And guess what?
What?
They're Asians.
That's cool.
Let's I know, go. Right? Surprise. Really Surprise.
Good job, world.
I do think that, look, the casting looks good, in my opinion. And I think the show is going to be acceptable. I still don't think it's going to be that good. Because, or... I don't know. They might surprise me. It's being made by Netflix, so that gives it some like credit, because like they also made like Stranger Things, and they made the OA, and they've made
but also they've made Everything Sucks.
Exactly.
Plenty of other bombs, but
yeah.
It could work.
Yeah, it could work.
But the original writers and creators for the show left them due to creative differences.
Oh.
Which doesn't seem like a good sign to me.
Oh, then I don't think I don't nope. That's an over me then.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It doesn't seem like a good sign to me.
Yeah, now it's Netflix saying, well, we own it, so we're gonna do it anyways. Money.
But here's the thing. Those creators that left the show, I don't know if you guys know, but they got together and they created a whole new studio.
Oh yeah, yeah, you told me this about
that. And it's called Avatar Studios, and they're working on a bunch of stuff, but the more realistic first to come will still be the Netflix show.
Yeah, then I'll just don't think it exists.
I mean, I'll watch it and then pretend like it doesn't exist if it's bad.
Yeah.
I'll support it if it's good, hate it if it's bad.
Understandable.
Yeah. That would...
You know, like, so yeah. But yeah, I'm kind of just chilling right now. Just minding my own business, watching some stuff.
Yeah, I haven't watched anything since the new Suicide Squad. But I also haven't done anything. Like, I just sit. That's about it. I just be sitting.
But like, I feel that. Like, I mean, sometimes you just need to just sit, you know?
Yeah.
I.
Oh, cool. I'm an idiot.
Huh?
Huh?
What'd you say?
Nothing.
You said you're an idiot.
No, I didn't.
I started playing Genshin Impact.
Uh-oh.
Why is that everyone's reaction?
I don't even know. I couldn't even answer that.
Yeah. This is a fun game. I just couldn't get into it.
I mean, it's like, to me, it's like Legends of Zelda, but on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
And free.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to take it.
Yeah.
But
That's everything I've heard about it.
But...
Yeah,
it's just some people in that fandom take it a little too far.
I mean, it's like most fandoms.
Yeah. That's true. There's some fandoms that are just like chill. You know, like I don't like the Minecraft fandom is chill in my opinion.
The pencil, yeah,
for
the
most age, part of their range.
I'm talking about the general,
yeah,
right? Generally, My Hero fans are no, I'm okay.
I don't trust anybody who's like, I don't trust anyone who's like, that's my favorite anime. And I'm like, no, like I tried to like be like, hey, give me some animes that are like fully cooly, and someone said that, and I'm like, you don't understand. I hate anime tropes. I hate every single one of them that shows up in anything else. Show me something unique. Show me something fucking unique. Fuck. And they're like, Naruto. Like, shut the fuck up.
But My Hero is about teenagers who have powers.
And they have to
overcome their powers. Look, don't get me wrong. Like, I enjoyed the show. I've been watching season 5. I'm not the biggest fan of season 5 so far. It's just kind of been eh.
Yeah.
But like, the show is decent. Right, and I can see it being like one of the new big three.
No. Well, yeah, the new big three. Yeah, maybe.
I'm just sick of these like goofy ones that think that they're doing. You know what? It is my biggest like stop fucking filler anime. Give me a concise story. I don't care about the amount of episodes. Give me something, and like not something where it's like it's a journey. That's why there's so many episodes. No. FLCL was 6 episodes, and it did more in 6 episodes than any fucking anything else did. That's why, when I first like started trying to watch anime, I started like Fullmetal Brotherhood, which is one that people really, really love.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry for everybody.
Don't stop. I'm gonna need you to just whatever you're about to say, just don't.
I don't care about his little journeys and his little, I'm going to help this person for an entire episode and just make me just watch nothing happen for 30 minutes or however long that is. I'm sorry. But
Full Metal Disrespect.
Yes. And you know, when I stopped watching, when they changed the theme song, because that was the only thing that was keeping me.
Oh my God. Yeah, they changed it every season.
And that's when I said, well, there's nothing left for me here.
I'll tell you what.
I don't remember watching it.
I'll tell you what. People love Naruto. That show is like statistically 48% filler.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
it's insane
for sure.
How many, like, ah. Fuck.
And, but here's the thing. By the way, like, a lot of people who I know who watch Naruto and genuinely enjoy it are people who skip through the filler.
Yeah, literally. Like, that's the best way to do it, I feel. Because this is a good show. Some of the filler is nice, but it's so much.
Yeah. One Piece doesn't have filler.
Don't fucking lie to these people. Yeah, I was about to say
1,000 episodes doesn't have filler.
If it's not filler, it's like, it'll really drag out episode, if anything.
Yeah, that's also another thing I just can't.
Oh, actually, Hunter x Hunter doesn't have any real, like, in terms of filler, doesn't have any.
My other big thing, other than filler, is
it's just a very long arc.
Yeah, whenever everything is just fucking explained to me through an inner monologue or them just saying it, then it's like, great, so you've given me no room to think, and now I just have to sit here and watch what plays out. Let me think. Yeah. Like a real TV show, and the people are going to be like, well, you mean an American TV show? No, I've seen plenty of other TV shows from other countries. Jesus Christ. But it doesn't just show everything out there. I have to, like, think a little and use my brain, not... Yeah. His defenses are not going to pass by my fucking extra sword or something, you know? Fuck. I can't do it, man. it's like the opposite of exhausting.
I think there's a level of emoting. Like, there's certain emotions that I feel like would be super awkward in live-action shows that only work in anime.
What do you mean?
Like when a character decides to, like, fall on his knees and scream his heart out. Like, I feel like in anime, you're like, I could feel that. But, like, if you watch it in, like, a live-action show, it just seems super awkward.
Well, I think it's the intent. So, like, I think what they need to do is do the intent of, okay, he's feeling this. We need to portray how intense that is. And I think you could do, like what the viewer gets is not the person got on his knees and screamed. The person got, wow, whatever he's experiencing or this person is experiencing is very intense. And if the intent comes across the same way in a live action setting or an anime setting or an animated setting, I think that's the only thing that matters. It's like, yeah, it would be awkward if somebody in real life just got on his knees and fucking put his hands into the fucking sky and went, ah, unless it was ironic. But I don't need to see that. I can go see Will Smith cover Jaden Smith's hand while they're in a public bathroom trying to sleep there and get the exact same effect. I can feel that
emotion. I mean, fair enough, yeah. But I think there's a level of it's one of those things where I feel like it's things you kind of, in a way, want to do but can't. Yeah, I've felt the need to, like, go out and, like, scream my heart out in, like, a cliff, and I've felt that need. Like, I've personally felt I need to do that, but in my mind, I'm like, don't do that, that's stupid. But, like, in anime, you're like, this is normal, it's cool. I don't know how to explain it better than that.
I think I understand, but for me, it's just like, it just matters if the intent's right.
I enjoy the over-emoting of anime.
If it left room for me to, like, think and understand, because everything I watch, they'll do that, and then they'll scream out why exactly this is hurting them, and then it's like, oh, you just ruined it for me, man. I just really don't like inner monologue and, like, talking out loud anime, and that's all of them that I've watched seem to be like that, and it's really upsetting.
I love like something that I get in anime that you don't really see anywhere else is, like, the whole, like, death stare, where, like, the villain is super, like, excited, and then he looks at the hero, and the hero has, like, no eyes. Like, just nothing.
The rage face.
And then the villain genuinely, like you can see the fear reflected in that. I think, like, some of those, like, animated emotions, and it's not just anime. Like, you can see it in other, in other animated shows.
Right? Like, I see that, like, in live action, though, too, if it's done right.
Yeah. Yeah, but it takes a lot more effort to get that done right in live action. You need, like, really good actors to do that.
Depending, because also you say that, but then I've seen that in every single anime, and then it just feels the same.
Also, fair enough. I feel I've had a lot of animes that just get mixed up in my head when I'm like, did that happen to this character or that character?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm watching Serial Experiments Lane right now. And why I'm so passionate about this is because I'm trying to get back into anime a bit, but it's very fucking hard to not watch the stuff that things that I just personally don't like. But I'm liking. Have you guys ever heard of Serial Experiments Lane?
I've heard of it. I haven't watched it, but I've heard of it.
I like it because it's a actual. For me, I'm watching a show. It's not telling me things. I'm thinking, and it's portraying things very well without telling me exactly what's going on.
I haven't seen it yet, so I can't really tell you what exactly goes on. Yeah. But I have heard a lot of good things, and I'm getting ready to start it soon.
Hell yeah.
You may say it's an anime called Monster.
Oh.
And apparently that anime has one of the best like mysteries and twists and like. It's like a 2004, 2005 anime, so it's like a little bit older. The style still isn't the modernized anime style.
It's exactly what I want.
So, and I, from what I hear, is that it's absolutely terrific. Like, top tier, perfect 10 anime, so.
Yeah. Well, if it's good, let me know. Because definitely I'm trying to watch some stuff that's...
And I'll probably watch it and then watch the one you're watching.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen FLCL? Legally at all?
I think it's on my watch list for Hulu.
I think it's on Hulu now because they released the season 2 and 3, which came out recently. I watched like the beginning of the season 2. They're not connected at all, by the way. Honestly, I would just watch the first FLCL, the 6 episodes, and be like, this is the representation of FLCL. It's put together so nicely, and it's 6 episodes, but so much like things can happen, and there's so much to get out of it.
I feel like to watch.
Excuse me.
Here's the thing. Like, there's definitely anime that are what you're looking for, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like for it to be an anime watcher. And someone who like watches a ton of anime, you have to be cool with those tropes.
Yeah.
And I feel like, and this is not a bad thing in any way, shape, or form, but I think Ian will never be
an anime.
A full-on anime watcher.
Yeah.
Like, and it's a little sad because there's so much content there. There's so much.
Yeah, of course. But
I just don't like it.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean like, since you won't like it, you're not necessarily missing out. You might be missing out on people being like, oh my god, have you seen Jujutsu Kaisen, it's so good, or have you seen Demon Slayer, it's so good, and then you'll watch those and you'll be like, this is
yeah,
but that's because you have a different taste,
and it's just, and those tropes fine. Like the story could be amazing and all this stuff, but it's those little tropes that just mess me up, you know, and it's like, no, it's just not for me.
And that's completely okay.
Yeah, except my opinion is correct though, and true in the Webster Dictionary.
Anyways, I just validated you. Stop being a baby.
Sorry, I can't. I'm really upset. I can't watch anime.
Just get over yourself and watch it.
Stop. I'm such a bitch. I watched all of Sword Art Online. I think that's the most. Well, I didn't watch all of it. I think I watched the first 2 seasons. And I think that's like the most like basic anime that I watched that I don't know like how I got through it.
I'm pretty sure that was filler.
Technically it's not filler. It's just different arcs. There is a few filler episodes in SAO, but SAO is one of those. SAO is one of the shows that have one of the least amount of fillers in a long running show.
And that scares me. That scares me very much.
Just don't watch super long shows. No one told you to go watch One Piece except for Ryan.
Good, because I will only watch FLCL.
No, I'm saying, like, you're just definitely never going to watch One Piece, and that's fine. It's definitely not your style.
But
I mean, well, unless it changes with him.
Like, to me, I love SAO. SAO, I don't love it because it's so good. I love it because it was the first anime I've ever watched fully.
Mm-hmm.
Other than, like, episodes of Dragon Ball or episodes of like Naruto when I was younger, but like a full on watch from the beginning, wait for releases, stuff like that.
I did the same thing.
Yeah. Yep, same.
Great show. First season, amazing. First half of the first season. Until they beat Anacrest.
Yeah, that's after that. It's you can split it into half seasons. So the first season, okay, the actual storyline. Second season, we're in fairyland and your girlfriend's fucking tentacle shit, whatever.
Yeah, I hate that.
Part, the Death Coffin again. There's some guy killing people in a video game in real life. Whoa, that didn't happen before. And then second part of season four, Cancer Girl. Like, come on. But when I was watching it, though, I was into it, really.
No. And then, so was I. But, like, now looking back at it, it's like, I will never watch this again unless it's the first part.
Exactly.
Like, I'll only watch the first part again.
Yeah.
But if you live through those, right?
Yeah.
And I only say that to people who, I only say live through it to people who genuinely have seen a lot of anime because they can compare it to something. But someone who hasn't seen much anime can watch it and be like, this is fine. Once, have you started Alicization?
No.
So Alicization, which is the newest arc, it's to me as good. Okay, maybe not as good, but almost as good as the first arc.
Yeah.
Like they go back and they find their groove.
Okay.
And honestly, the boss fight at the end of Cancer Girl was fire.
I don't even remember that. I don't even remember that at all.
Oh, it was so good.
Oh, did that fuck.
It's when they they were all fighting with like their new clothes and then Yui, their daughter, shows up and they're like, she's like, I'm gonna bring you back your old clothes and old weapons, and then they all transform and it's badass.
Wow. It's more badass. Like a nostalgia thing. I here's the thing, probably when I watched it, I was probably like, yeah, this is badass.
Yeah.
I literally remember waiting for it to come out on fucking Crunchyroll. Season two, you know?
Ryan was there with me. I bought SAO Anacrad, the manga. So I have the manga book that's pretty much up until they beat Anacrad and he wakes up.
Maybe manga is my way into anime. Do you think there's going to be as much like just dumb filler in manga?
No, because manga typically don't use filler. Filler just in anime, so I believe. Well,
perfect. Yeah. I just told you the soup doesn't have enough salt, and you just gave me a whole damn ocean, man. Thank you.
Yeah, so I think, honestly, I think we will genuinely enjoy manga a lot more, and I think it's one of those things where, especially you, I think you'd be cool with like consuming it on a screen and then buying the stuff that you genuinely like.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to buy every manga you read.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I think you have that mindset of, like, I'll just read it on a screen and then own it.
Yeah. Or I won't and be an asshole.
Or, yeah, or that.
But, yeah, I have my Nook. I might as well use it, even since I spent $350 on it, because I thought, if you buy stuff, it'll make you happy, and then it didn't.
Oh, yeah, I feel that.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
I buy stuff that doesn't make me happy all the time.
You know,
I have been enjoying my new keyboard though that I picked up with you, Ryan. I was there. You, Ethan.
There's a very old like OG mechanical keyboard that's going to be scrapped at our warehouse. It just Boeing gives us stuff to go and scrap, and I might snag it, but probably not. It's cool. It's like sitting in the scrap area right now, and it's by the break room. So I'll go and click on it for a little bit and be like, that'd be really cool if I could fix this up. But I'm like, it's too much work.
Mm-hmm.
It's neat. It's like an OG. Yeah, yeah.
I feel.
But yeah.
But yeah, it's it's been good. Like, just kind of chilling. And I think, like I said, I think you'd really enjoy manga. And especially
I forgot how to read.
Alexville. Damn it, Ryan, we forgot.
You can't read.
Darn it.
I'll get to it sometime.
Eventually, yeah.
I have also, my whole life to learn how to read.
I think I know what I'm gonna title this episode of the podcast. I'm just gonna title it all caps Ian hates anime.
Perfect. It pisses me off. That's why I'm so like it upset about it, because it's like I watched half of Death Note. I've seen most of Attack on Titan, just to like, because I'm just getting through it.
Attack on Titan is really good, man.
Yes, Attack on Titan is pretty good. There is some stuff where I'm like, come on.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's mainly the filler stuff, and then mainly the they don't do as much of the telling me exactly what's going on, but they still do it. I still look at that as an anime.
Yeah.
I'm going to piss off a lot of people with this episode, but dude, I don't give a fuck.
All three viewers are going to be so bothered.
If there were a lot of people, I definitely just if we were making money off this, and
you would get death threats.
Yeah, and then we would be like,
you would straight up potentially get death threats.
They're crazy, man.
Yeah.
And it's like, and I'm passionate about it because I want to like it. Okay. That's why I'm so critique, is because I want to like it.
And I honestly think that's a good thing, though.
Yeah. I'm just sad about it because I'm sick of hating stuff.
You hate that you hate it.
Yes, I exactly. Like, I there's so much stuff. I wish I was in Dragon Ball Z. Fuck yeah. Am I? No. Fuck no. I'm gonna watch all that damn
Dragon
shit.
Dragon Ball is garbage.
Come on.
Dragon Ball is the same episode with different colors.
Basically, but yeah, it's always fun. Because
there's I'll tell you, like, there are certain, like, the fight scenes, absolutely fun to watch. The movies, pretty fun to watch. But for me to actually sit through and consume the show,
yeah, like episode by episode,
I will be brain dead.
Yeah,
I'm not super. I do genuinely like Dragon Ball Super. I genuinely do, but it is repetitive. As Vaughn says, repetitive can be boring.
Yeah,
it's like playing one of those video games where all the non-playable characters are the same. Like, they all say the same thing.
I think maybe it's because there's not enough anime that it's just like let's take another animated show, for example, or any just like sitcom-esque, not three camera style, but show. It's like Sunny in Philadelphia. You'd be like, well, every episode's filler episode, and I'm like, no, because there's no story. There's no, like, oh, you know what I mean? But it's like, with all these animes, they have these crazy stories, and it's like, that's cool. Just give me that. It's not like Malcolm in the Middle has this entire crazy arc.
I think you would enjoy. There's a ton, and I mean a ton of like 12 episode animes.
Perfect.
12, 24 episodes. Like, one of the ones that came to mind that I think you would genuinely enjoy is an anime called Erased.
Yeah.
It's this murder mystery with a little bit of power twist in there. It's really good, and it's only 12 episodes or 13 episodes.
Perfect.
Like, there's a ton of those animes where you could just sit down in 4 hours and finish the whole thing.
Yeah, and it's the same with fucking FLCL, 3 hours. I could do that tonight. You know what? Maybe I will. I don't know. And maybe I'm just a bitch for that, but I don't know.
No, I genuinely think there is, like, super long. There are anime that are definitely too long.
Yeah.
Like, period. Like, Naruto should not be that long. No. Like, the main Naruto line, it's really good. But the whole show is double the length it should be.
Yeah, and it's literally just because of money, man. Like, fuck. Like, I look at SAO, and even looking at the first half of season one, which is the best half, there's still, like, cool, an episode where he meets another girl and Go does a stupid thing, but now he has another character with him. It's like, cool, I can do that in an RPG in 30 minutes. And now I have another fucking character
him
around.
But him like going to meet that girl to get the sword, and then pulling the sword in front of his buddies, and then being like, ha, "I could dual wield." Y'all didn't even know. That was pretty cool.
But that an entire episode of like, now he can dual wield, so now we know that he's special for a fight later. It's like nothing happened that episode.
Yeah, that's true. He did. Yeah. He snuck around a dragon.
Yeah, I love how you know the episode I'm talking about. But there's three of those. Cause, I mean, there's like four girls.
Oh, yeah, there's what about the girl? What about the episode where he goes and he's like, stop bullying this girl? And they're like, no. And he's like, but I'm going to beat you. And they're like, all right, cool, we'll stop.
Yeah, I don't know. And I think that's another reason I don't like, not forced, but, wow, God. I think all these animes where it's like they're the special one, and they have no other faults, but like real faults that are something that's embarrassing. They don't exist because of writers that were bullied as kids that don't understand the real world. And I mean that as nice as possible, but it's like you can make humans that are real.
A lot of anime where it's like the main character is just too main character.
Yeah, and it's funny. It's literally a two-dimensional character. Like Kirito, nothing. He's literally
Kirito has zero. He's zero character development realistically. Like to me, it's honestly, and neither does Asuna, by the way.
Yeah, no, neither of them. And people are gonna hate me for this, but Eren Yeager. Literally, you're just special because you're special and your dad.
Okay.
And
that's okay. All right.
He doesn't know though. He doesn't know though.
Eren Yeager has a lot of character development.
He does not.
Does it happen all in season 4? Because that's the only season I haven't
seen. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Because no, literally, like, all I've seen is
season 3. Season 3 there, like all season 4 basically.
But is it really character development, or it really is I found more about my dad and maybe I'll get to the basement this episode?
How do I explain this? The way I see Attack on Titan, first 3 seasons, setting up. Season 4, everything happens.
Great, so I've just watched 3 seasons of filler. I hate my life.
I mean, like,
It's world building.
Oh my god! I love how the entirety of Attack on Titan is like it starts off as Eren's the special one, and the rest of it is there's a lot of people that are a lot more special than you, idiot.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Every time he thinks he's cool, he gets knocked down.
It's like, yep, nope. These two people were Titans, and we knew they were Titans because they showed up in the beginning of this season, you know?
Yeah.
That was great.
Eren!
Yeah. I don't know.
I swear, if I hear Misaka or Mikasa yell his name one more time.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. Just not for me. And again, I think it's another character that just, like, is way too 2D for me. I think this happens, at least for me, this happens with a lot of animes. They just don't seem to portray, like...
I think, now that I'm thinking about it, like, watching Hunter x Hunter, I would say Gon is a little 2D.
Yeah.
But Killua...
Killua development.
Killua has one of the wildest developments, like... Because at the end of the day, he's still a kid. But, like, his character is just so... complicated, I would say, because of how much he has. By the way, Killua is my profile photo on Discord.
Interesting.
So if you're wondering, which I doubt you are, but anyways,
I can't see it anyways. It's a fucking Discord profile image.
Yeah,
that's fair. That's fair. Yeah, I think. And maybe watch Pokemon.
No, that's like Dora of animes. Like it's what the fuck happens in Pokemon? Like, are you serious?
A big filler, then there's minor arcs that happen. So it's the exact opposite of what Ian.
Yeah, but like nothing happens. Like
oh my god, it's wait, literally Ryan, Dora. Ryan, imagine recommending Fairy Tail to him.
I've already heard about that one.
Fairy Tail doesn't have filler episodes. Fairy Tail has filler arcs.
Yeah.
See, and then they all become filler episodes. Fuck.
Like I like with Fairy Tail, but it's so
I enjoy Fairy Tail, but like basic. there's like 25, 30 episode filler arcs.
25 and 40 episodes of just Power of Friendship made me stronger.
See, isn't that fucking stupid?
There's only like there are a lot of like emotional growth and stuff like that in Fairy Tail, and but it's there's so much garbage.
It's like this dude bodies me in every way, but my friends are counting on me, so I'm gonna overcome him right now.
Have you seen the one TikTok where he's like, oh, what are you watching? It was just some anime. He goes, what's going on? My favorite side character is about to fight the main villain. And he's like, oh no. He's like, what? He goes, if you need me, I'm here for you. And then the dude watching is like, why is there music?
I saw that. Yeah,
why is there a flashback?
That's good.
I think the content that people create about anime is sometimes better than the anime itself.
And that scares me.
No, it's I think it's funny. Like, it's just the funniness of it is great. The humor. But you gotta watch the anime to understand the humor.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like, unless you've seen a lot of anime and know the tropes, you wouldn't find that joke funny.
Yeah, well, it's because I hate the tropes.
See, but because you hate it, you wouldn't find it funny. You'd find it depressing.
I would just find it unfunny, and then I would be depressed. But it wouldn't depress me.
Yeah, you'd just be like, this is exactly what I'm trying to avoid.
Exactly. Fuck.
But yeah. Yeah. Mangoes are better.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like a lot of people, they just like, oh, I'm going to watch this one off so I can put it as a badge on my fucking Boy Scout thing. And that's the reason. And then they like somehow brainwash themselves into like really actually liking it. And then they actually really like it. You know,
there's nothing wrong with that. We've done that for sure. Ton of shows.
And I say that because I wish I could do that. I wish I could be brainwashed into fucking loving all those tropes so I could watch all this anime and I wouldn't be bored all the fucking time. You know? But here I am, being an asshole, saying Eren Yeager sucks.
There is actually like collections of. So you know how like so I work at a 314 Sports Cards and we buy and sell like sports cards. But the more I dive into that world, the more I find out that there's a lot. It's a lot more like the collectible market is insane. Like there's anime cards. Yeah. And I found a company called West something. Anyway, they make Attack on Titan cards. They make Dead Alive cards. They make Killer.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all kinds of stuff. The Eren Yeager black and gold card, fantastic, by the way. It's like $400.
Shit.
It's crazy.
That's insane.
It's insane, dude.
At least it's not an NFT.
Oh, look, we got a Discord. What time did we start? I don't know.
At like 6.
Thanks for breaking the illusion of the podcast.
Hey, man, that's what I'm here for.
Hey, it's kind of like just breaking the 180 rule, but audio.
Hell yeah. I think there are a lot of... Here's a good anime that's like lighthearted, that could help you deal with a few of the tropes just because it's meant to be funny. It's not meant to be serious.
I've already tried that. It won't work. But what is it?
the Devil as a Part-Timer.
Oh, I've heard about that one, yeah.
Basically, the devil himself gets stripped of his power and he has to work at like McDonald's.
Interesting.
It's pretty funny and it's well animated. It has like the slice of life vibe. I don't know. Okay. Like it's just fun to watch. You know,
yeah.
It's one of those things where you can't take it seriously because the show literally makes you not take it seriously.
That's the thing is I like the serious ones. I like adult, mature.
That's why I think you should watch Erased. You should watch. I think you'd enjoy Devilman Crybaby.
Parasite maybe. Actually, Parasite's kind of long though.
Parasite is also really very. Very basic.
Yeah, I can't do tropes. Like, anyone, it'll fuck me up.
I would say Promised Neverland, but season 2...
Definitely not. Yeah. Definitely
give me characters that I can literally overanalyze, like, incredibly, and then think about everything that they do and have it relate to what I overanalyze them for. Not what they perceive themselves to be, but what I overanalyze them for as a character.
This man wants to think.
Yes, I want
to
think.
We watch anime to escape reality. You want to bring it into your reality.
No, I don't want to bring it out. I also want to escape from reality. That's why I want to think so much, because I fucking think too much in my own head.
Watch Erased.
Mm-hmm.
Watch Erased.
If there's any tropes... I know. That's the thing. That's why it's never going to work for
that's
me,
like
man.
Me saying. That's like you saying... It's like you're saying, recommend a show, but it can't have any actors.
Dude, yeah, I'm like gluten-free with anime.
You're like gluten free. You're like you want to be gluten free, but you want to eat bread.
Yeah.
Like, it don't make sense.
I'm yeah. It doesn't. I know. I'm literally the worst.
Just watch Erased. It's worth it, in my opinion.
Watch Made in the Abyss.
I will.
I think you'd like it, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, write it down.
Look at my anime list.
Download Kitsu.
Send me small things. I mean, if you guys... Yeah. Yeah.
Kitsu is better than my anime list, in my opinion.
I've never heard of it in my life, so probably.
I'll send you the link after.
Is this a service to write down the animes that you want to watch?
And that you have watched to keep track of everything. And you can rate them to remind yourself of whether you liked it or hated it. And you can like mark which episode you stopped at and whether you're paused or you're still watching it. So
okay.
It's basically an anime journal app.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, guys. Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. It's been a pleasure and an honor. I honestly I thought it'd be different, but we just vibe so well that even on Discord it's fine.
Vibes last even through distance.
And do I look at your guys' name light up when you talk on Discord just like I look at you guys talk in real life? Yes, I do that.
Yeah, me, I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, it makes it more like alive.
In a way. Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching. We'll catch you guys in the next episode. Everyone say hello, but bye. Not hello. Bye.
Sayonara.
Bye.
All right. Peace out.
Hell yeah.
Leave, Craig.
Craig, get the fuck out of here. You fucking
fuck
asshole.
Out of here, Craig.
Fuck you, Craig. Fucking, you piece of shit. You
fucking dumb cunt.
I fucking hate you, dude. So sorry. I fucking hate you, Craig.
Yeah,
bugger you.
You bugger.
All right, I need to fucking turn my air on. I'm sweating on my chair. Hate this.
Have you watched or heard of Sonny Boy?
Sonny Boy? I don't think so.
Do you have Hulu?
I do.
It was just on Hulu. It's 5 episodes out now. Oh, basically, that's cool. The premise is 36 students, the Japanese students, find us suddenly adrift in void-like dimension. And some of them develop superpowers. Our abnormal powers, basically. And that's the end. They just try to get back home.
That's cool.
I'll say it starts off in a void dimension, but more happened, obviously, and this is good so far. It's very fast paced.
Hold on, let me open my door. I'll be right back.
I wouldn't even say it's fast paced. It's more.
Do you guys know that Craig records up to 6 hours at a time?
Okay, give me these files.
It's loading right now.
Hand them over.
It's loading. Child, wait.
Hand them over.
You said the app was called Kitsu?
Kitsu, yeah. So like Kitsu.
Somebody, so my buddy Gavin, he sent me a copy pasta that I made a couple of days ago. Even though I sent it to a group chat and none of them said anything, he just copied it, pasted it to me right now, and then said, "Oh my god, what? Oh, what he edited my pasta. That's so funny."